Who pays the price in a trade war?
Tariffs are part of negotiations, and they show that we do mean business.
Floodwater surges through the South.
I lost everything, sir. I lost everything.
States sue generic drug makers.
The largest private sector corporate cartel in history.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaifin. Five tweets from President Trump this morning on the trade battle with China include a warning that Beijing should not retaliate for his tariff increases. White House correspondent Ben Tracy says it comes after a top administration official acknowledged American businesses and consumers will have to pay at least some of the price.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow admitted Sunday what nearly every economist knows to be true. The tariffs President Trump is imposing on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. are not solely paid for by the Chinese.
Both sides will suffer on this.
On Friday, President Trump slapped a 25% tariff on approximately $200 billion worth of Chinese imports and is now ordering his trade representatives to start the paperwork to tariff an additional $300 billion. Basically everything China sends to the U.S., from cell phones to furniture. It's a fight the president says is worth having.
So our country can take in $120 billion a year in tariffs, paid for mostly by China, by the way, not by us.
Tariffs do make Chinese goods more expensive, which can hurt China's economy. But the actual tariffs are a tax paid by U.S. companies that import Chinese products. Companies can either take on those costs and make less money, or they raise prices on U.S. consumers.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says investors are continuing to lose out, too.
The markets were sort of forgiving last week, maybe thinking that the president was using this as a negotiation tactic. And it looks like over the weekend, many concluded that it really didn't matter if this was a negotiation tactic because it could actually harm the economy in real time.
Oil prices surged after Saudi Arabia said two of its tankers were sabotaged off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. We're live this morning at the Foreign Desk with CBS's Vicky Barker.
The attacks happened early yesterday in the Persian Gulf, the waters that lie between Iran and the Arab Peninsula. One of the vessels was en route to pick up Saudi oil destined for the United States. No one is assigning blame yet, but the incidents came just hours after Iranian media aired false reports of explosions at a key port in the UAE, and 2 days after the U.S. warned Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the region. Steve?
Well, now to the south, where relentless rain caused flooding in several states.
Massive thunderstorms dumped a whole lot of rain across the deep south.
4 to 5 inches of rain, 3 to 3.5 fell in 1 hour.
Streets, cars, homes, and businesses filled with water. Meteorologist Dave Nussbaum says many rivers are also well out of their banks. The good news here in Louisiana is they're cresting and will start to fall today. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Actress Felicity Huffman goes to court in Boston today to plead guilty in the college admissions scandal. She was accused of paying $15,000 to pump up her daughter's SAT score. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says prosecutors plan to seek 4 to 10 months in prison.
Felicity Huffman has been the model defendant in this case. The judge has every right and ability to give her less than that, including probation and community service, or give her more than that.
Sweden has now reopened a rape case it had closed against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Assange is currently in jail for jumping bail. Extradition expert Nick Vamos says the Swedish case could hold up court action in the U.S., where he's wanted for hacking.
There's a victim there who's been waiting for justice for 8 or 9 years, and I think it's fair to make the U.S. wait a bit longer.
Under arrest in Houston, a 26-year-old man who lived with 4-year-old Malia Davis and her mother. He's the one who reported the child missing more than a week ago, claiming she was abducted. CBS's Maria Villarreal says much of his story fell apart.
This morning, investigators will once again scour areas of Houston for Malia Davis. Tim Miller is helping lead the search for the missing 4-year-old.
I would like to hold on to that hope that she's alive out there somewhere.
Darian Vence reported Malia missing more than a week ago. The 26-year-old was arrested on Saturday after investigators found new clues inside the Southwest Houston apartment where he lived with Malia and her mother. drops of blood linked to Malia and evidence someone tried to clean it up.
Strange scene over the weekend at a Kentucky airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says a pilot for an American Airlines subsidiary was arrested on murder charges.
Think about this. You're at your gate getting ready to board your flight when your pilot is led away in handcuffs, the prime suspect in a three-year-old murder case. This happened on Saturday. As Christian Martin was getting ready to fly a plane load of people from the Louisville airport to North Carolina, that's when the cops swooped in. Now, Martin remains behind bars this morning. American Airlines has put the 51-year-old pilot on administrative suspension, basically grounding him until his court case is resolved.
The three victims were shot to death, but authorities have not discussed a possible motive. In the Appalachians, one hiker was killed, another seriously hurt in a machete attack.
We push ourselves to the limit, and then you have people that come out and do this, and that's a very sad fact.
The federal authorities say a 30-year-old Massachusetts man is charged with murder and assault. 44 states are taking legal action against the major makers of generic prescription drugs, alleging they conspired to hike prices. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong tells 60 Minutes.
We have evidence, hard evidence. In the form of text messages, emails, documents, witnesses that demonstrate clearly that it wasn't about product shortages, it was about profit.
The suit claims prices for more than 1,000 generics jumped an average of 400% in a single year. There was high drama in Toronto in the seventh and deciding game of the Raptors 76ers NBA series. The game was tied at 90 and time was running out on TNT when Toronto's Kawhi Leonard put up an off-balance shot from the corner.
Is this the dagger?
The ball bounced four times on the rim. As the buzzer sounded, the shot fell through for a Raptors win 92-90. Food fuels our bodies. Our minds, too.
This advice from nutrition specialist Kimsey Self.
Food can either be our strongest form of medicine or our slowest form of poison.
New research shows that a healthy diet supports good mental health.
To produce our brain chemicals, we need a variety of macro and micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, also carbohydrates and healthy fats. I mean, the brain is 60% fat.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Iowa officials are warning residents about a disease in dogs that can be passed on to humans. The state veterinarian has confirmed several cases of canine brucellosis coming from a commercial small dog breeding facility southeast of Des Moines. Symptoms for humans include fever, sweats, headache, and joint pain. For dogs, the disease can affect reproduction. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.